NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong.
And I'm Patty Hirsch. Weilin, I have a question for you. Do you Reddit?
I do a little bit. I don't post, but I do lurk on several subreddits.
Okay, tell me which ones.
Well, there's a Planet Money one for starters. And I also read ones on skincare and on Disney, because I'm a low-key Disney adult. Yes.
This gives me a bit of an insight into you. Well, Reddit, for those of you who don't like to disappear down virtual rabbit holes of an evening, is a website and an app that hosts message boards, a lot of message boards, on which users can post, well, pretty much anything. And Reddit is going public. Up to now, it's been a private company, but next month it plans to sell its shares in an initial public offering that will reportedly value the company at more than $5 billion.
So far, so Wall Street. But what makes the Reddit IPO so interesting is that it plans to do things a little differently. It's going to offer a chunk of its shares, we don't know how many yet, to its users, the very people who post on the platform.
So on today's show, we're going to look at why Reddit is making this move and what it might mean for the company's stock. We're going to speak to our friends at the WBUR podcast Endless Thread about this one, and we're going to ask them the key question. Could this wild and crazy plan crater Reddit's IPO or send it to the moon?
I can tell which subreddit you read.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time. And an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Anyone who's ever spent any time on Reddit knows that it's kind of this labyrinthine place. And if you're a newcomer, you really, really need a guide. Well, my guide today is Ben Brock Johnson. He is the tech correspondent for WBUR's Here and Now. And he's also the co-host of the WBUR podcast Endless Thread, which explores the internet's vast and curious ecosystem of online communities. Places like Reddit, in other words. Thanks for joining me today, Ben.
Anytime, Patty. Anytime. Reddit is my Roman Empire. I'm thinking about it all day, every day.
All right, so let's define some terms. So what the heck is Reddit? I mean, to me, it seems like just a bunch of message boards.
So Reddit is really a huge group of online communities gathered around specific topics. And those online communities, which are also called subreddits, can exist on their own, but they can also connect to each other. You can cross-post things from one community to another. They can also kind of develop their own cultures, their own memes, their own rules of engagement. And the most popular stuff gets aggregated into a sort of front page. And that's why Reddit has long been called the front page of the internet, because things that are most popular get on that front page. But Reddit's real power is actually off of that front page. It is really in these specific topic-focused subreddit communities.
All right, so now I have a better idea about what Reddit actually is, but I'm not so clear on how its business model works. And from what I've read, the company hasn't made a profit in 18 years. That said, it does make money. $804 million last year, in fact. But how does it actually make that money? Can you explain that to me?
The company makes money the same way most media or media-adjacent companies make money, right? Advertising, baby! But the topic-focused nature of the communities have made that lucrative for the company. But then there's what a lot of people would argue is the real value, or Reddit gold, if you will, and that is data. Not just for ads, but for artificial intelligence. There have been some popular posts I've seen on Reddit in the last week about this. One is a story about an AI company paying Reddit $60 million a year for its data, which, depending on the subreddits they're using to build our robot overlords, Patty, will make you either grin or shudder.
All right, that's given me a little clarity about the sort of the value of the company and where the value might come from. So Reddit's holding this initial public offering now. Of course, Many listeners to The Indicator will know that this is when a company whose shares are held privately by a small number of investors, like founders and venture capital folks, people like that, sell the majority of those shares to the public. And they do this, of course, by listing those shares on an exchange like the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange so that anyone can buy or sell them. But usually in an IPO, an initial public offering, the majority of these shares go to big institutional investors who buy big blocks of them and then hold on to them for a while. How is Reddit's IPO different to this?
Well, one major way it's different is that Reddit is letting users get in on this IPO in an interesting way. Along with the usual dog and pony show, companies go on to large investment firms and groups ahead of an IPO. Reddit announced that top users of the site would get the same kind of access to buying and holding stock at the starting line. Now, if you know Redditors, you know they are not easily pigeonholed as acting a particular way, and also they are not easily controlled. So this traditional kind of lockup period at an IPO, where big investors hold the stock in order to create some stability and value in its price, could look pretty different when a bunch of these stockholders are actually internetting Redditors.
Whenever this IPO actually happens, Redditors are not going to be getting these shares for free, right?
The shares are not for free. They will cost the same entry price any other investor getting in on the IPO will have to pay. So, Redditors are at the table, but it'll just give you an opportunity to hand over your money for some stock. But if the stock pops, that also means users will benefit from that pop.
What do we know about the details of this package of shares that would go to Redditors, to the Reddit users? I mean, how many shares are we talking about and who are they going to?
So an important thing to know is that the way you become a super user on Reddit is by getting karma or clout by posting in its communities or subreddits and by commenting on them. Stocks will be offered to different tiers of users with different amounts of karma. Lower tiers of users will get a chance to buy stock depending on how many karma superstars opt in first. Endless Threads profile on Reddit, by the way, Patty, 31,000 karma, which compared to other public radio shows is not too shabby, but compared to your average super user on Reddit is kind of trash.
Well, how do you think this is going to play on Reddit, Ben? I mean, we look back to whenever GameStop popped up, and did dramatically well as this meme stock of GameStop. And a lot of this was driven by one of the subreddits on Reddit, the Wall Street Bets subreddit. I mean, do you think we're going to see something similar to this with Reddit's own stock?
Listen, I'm just the Redditor, Patty, doing cyber in my basement, right? That's how Donald Trump describes it. You are the money and market experts here. You tell me. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm no oracle, but my guess is that this might take a little bit of the air out of the balloon. I mean, if you look back to the Robinhood IPO, you know, Robinhood, which is the app that you can trade stocks on, when it did its IPO, it did something similar to this. And the IPO was pretty flat initially, but the stock did very well the following week. It kind of popped back up. So I think with all of those rabid Redditors going bananas for the stock, I think it'll be just fine. But it does raise the question, why is Reddit actually doing this?
One does not simply walk into an IPO without thinking about this user base. You might remember last year the massive revolt users had to the company making changes to its API access and starting to charge for it. This is a preparation the company made for going public. And that really brought the site temporarily to a grinding halt. Mm. Now, from what I've seen, Redditors regard anything involving the company's success, financially or otherwise, with a heavy amount of skepticism. And by those measures, that's kind of a reasonable position, right? Ultimately, if the service is free, you are the product, and that is true of Redditors. The value of the company is created by those users, and if the users revolt, there's a tech company graveyard full of skeletons of companies that drove their user bases away. And again, this is really at play with all of this.
Ben Johnson, co-host of the WBUR podcast Endless Thread, available wherever you get your podcasts. Ben, thanks very much.
Patty, I will go to a dark corner of the internet with you anytime.
One thing I would like to know, I mean, I do visit Reddit very occasionally, but very cautiously, and I don't really know what I'm doing. Give me some recommendations of places that I should go as my guide.
Well, Patty, you and I have been in public radio for a long time, so I think we should start a subreddit called Public Radio Backrooms.
Wow, that sounds kind of interesting. Waylon, would you be up for that? Would you spend some time there?
Well, I'm not going to volunteer to moderate it, but I would lurk on it like I do my other subreddits.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Sina Lofredo. was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Kincannon is the show's editor, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Your employees are more than your coworkers. They're the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers modern group benefits designed to protect employees and their families with dental, vision, life, and disability coverage. Humana knows every employee and every business is unique. That's why they listen to your needs and build plans with you and your team in mind. That's the power of human care.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast On Investing. Each week, hosts Lizanne Saunders, Schwab's chief investment strategist, and Kathy Jones, Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, along with their guests, analyze economic developments and bring context to conversations around stocks, fixed income, the economy, and more. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.